At U.S. ports from Houston to Boston, dock workers are on strike.
Who are we?
Who are we?
What are we going to do?
Shut them down!
What are we going to do?
Shut them down!
Who are we?
This crowd at the Port of Baltimore formed a picket line just after midnight when their union contract with the shipping companies and the port operators expired. The standoff could tie up billions of dollars worth of imports and exports, paper, furniture, chemicals, auto parts, and much, much more. NPR's labor correspondent Andrea Hsu is at the Port of Baltimore, and she's going to tell us more about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
So what's it like there?
Yeah, well, I'm outside one of the gates at Dundalk Marine Terminal at the Port of Baltimore. You know, I came out here at midnight, and, as the picket line was just forming, people were energized, it was pretty raucous here. Now it's raining, there are still a couple dozen people out here picketing, holding signs saying things like, no work without a fair contract, and machines don't feed families. That's a reference to their fears about automation taking over their work, loading and unloading these containers off the big ships. This particular terminal is known for handling cars and trucks and what's known as roll-on, roll-off cargo or ro-ro cargo. It's like farm machinery, construction equipment. But of course, none of that is coming in and out right now.
So why did dock workers walk off the job?
Well, short answer, they weren't satisfied with what they were being offered on wages and job protections. The U.S. Maritime Alliance, that's the group that's representing the ocean carriers and the port operators, they said yesterday that the two sides had traded counteroffers over the past 24 hours and that the companies had offered a nearly 50% raise over the life of this contract. Now, the union said that still fell far short of what its rank and file members want in terms of wages and also protection from automation.
So I gotta say, Andrea, 50% does sound like a lot.
It sounds like a lot. Yeah, it is a lot. Dock workers have traditionally been some of the highest paid blue-collar workers in this country, but they negotiated their last contract in 2018, well before the pandemic. And you know what happened in the pandemic. You know, Americans were stuck at home, not spending money on travel and stuff, so everyone was buying lots and lots of stuff. And the shipping industry, you know, recorded record profits. And meanwhile, the dock workers, you know, they had to go to work. They sacrificed a lot. And it really changed the balance of power for a lot of workers. And, you know, the union feels now this is their moment to ask for more.
What sort of impact could this have on the economy if this goes on?
Well, it really depends, Michelle, on how long this lasts. You know, everyone saw this coming, this labor disruption coming. So a lot of companies started shipping stuff early. They started shipping stuff to West Coast ports, which, you know, where the workers are represented by a different union. But these ports do handle a million or more containers every month. It's definitely going to have an impact here.
Before we let you go, Andrea, is there any sense of how long this could go on?
Well, you know, House Republicans and industry groups are pressuring President Biden to use his powers under federal law to basically break the strike, call for a cooling off period, but he's repeatedly said he's not going there. So we'll have to see where the negotiations go from here.
That is NPR's Andrea Hsu. She's at the Port of Baltimore. Andrea, thank you.
You're welcome.